Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, yesterday was Constitution Day, and I want to share a little bit of that with you, along with some other things. This was something that was going around on Twitter. And Dr. Gorka had made a comment about the Founding Fathers wouldn't care about your feelings. And I wrote an article a couple of years ago rewriting the Bill of Rights into the Bill of Feelings. And I replied to his tweet that it's not called the Bill of Feelings, it's called the Bill of Rights. Well, that got a lot of attention on Twitter for some reason. I guess when the more smart aleck you are, the more apt you are to get retweeted or liked on Twitter. But I thought maybe it would be time for us to revisit this article. And I think I'm going to put it on the blog page of the website, which is csctalkradio.com. I won't get it done till later today, even this evening possibly. But there's nothing more than feelings, there's nothing more than slavery, is what I titled this. If you're living on emotions and feelings instead of logic and truth, you've pretty much enslaved yourself. And perhaps writing this isn't standing with the straight talk, which is a title on my webpage, but we're living on feelings and not common sense and rights. If you look at what's going around in this world, and particularly in this nation, there's no logic, and it doesn't do a child any good if you raise them to be overly sensitive. So I rewrote the Bill of Feelings. I was compelled to do this a year or two ago, to just look at it in the ridiculous light of how the new politically correct nation views. Now, it came to me about the time I saw the article where they had interviewed students presenting them with a petition, which was a spoof, to repeal the First Amendment. Willingly, many of the students, and this was at one of the big universities, I want to say Harvard, but I don't believe, can't remember for sure if that's where it was, willingly signed the petition to sign away their right to sign a petition, making a statement that I don't think you should be hurting people's feelings, as if that's what the First Amendment was all about. And of course we know that's not what it was about. So let me read the Bill of Feelings. The First Amendment is keep your words and beliefs private, so not to offend or hurt feelings of others. Feelings are important. No one has a right to offend another personally or emotionally with their speech or opinions. 2. Do not attempt to defend your own. Call the government. 3. Make sure citizens are willing to house any government servant and care for them beyond how you care for yourself and your own. Amendment 4. Sure, privacy is okay, but you shouldn't have anything to hide. Amendment 5. You have the right to sue others for hurting your feelings. If you don't win your case, try another approach. If you don't speak up, you must be guilty. Now, to get why I took the twist I did on some of these, you need to read the real Bill of Rights. Number six, define speedy. A speedy trial? What's a few years of your life? After all, court judges and attorneys need some job security as well. Surely justice will be served eventually. Bill of Feeling, Amendment Number 7. Common law is no longer up to date. We have numerous laws and loopholes to aid with justice. Why bother others to sit on a jury when a single hand-selected judge can exercise his opinion and agenda and determine the laws? Amendment 8. Excuse me. Fines and jail time benefit society. Break a citizen and make an example of them to deter others from disobedience. Amendment 9. Stop using the word sovereignty. The corporate federal government, you know, King Government Incorporated, is in charge of you and your state. Amendment 10. I just went with the 10 originals here. All power is delegated to the corporate federal government. They are looking out for you. When you concentrate on the emotions instead of the power of equality and God-given rights, we become a weak, independent people. I think we can see that. Our leaders wish to remove God. In doing so, they really want to replace Him in our lives. Where God brings freedom, government brings the bondage of slavery. Dependence is bondage. An example of following emotions. Now, I wrote this a while back, a year and a half ago, I think. The amount of makeup or surgery, high heels or sexy dresses, no gorgeous hairstyle will make Bruce Jenner female. His DNA will forever remain male as God created him. He is weakened by his emotions and his insecurities, and now he is a slave to both. He is not free, and of course they were making him a hero at the time that I wrote this. He is not a hero. As Americans, we have a large challenge facing us. The fact, the straight talk is, we must be brave enough to call out the lies. We must be bold enough to hold officials accountable. And we must be vigilant enough to never, never quit standing for God and liberty. There is something about Constitution Day and something about dealing with feelings instead of rights that brought that old article to mind as I was watching the Twitter feed and how many people were clicking on my smart aleck comment. It is, it's called the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Feelings. And we were taught not to be mean and hateful and call people names and hurt their feelings. We were taught that, and that's not what the First Amendment is about. But it's also not about destroying property to get what you want. In July 4th, I read a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence. And in that, I also read the Bill of Rights. If you get an opportunity, you can go to my website and just click on search and put July 4th in there. In the last two Julys, I played that. And I think you'll find it interesting. You can fast forward it and just get to what you want if you want to. That's what podcasts are all about. When we come back, I want to talk about the young man. The young man who mowed the White House lawn this weekend. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, back to the rights and the feelings and common sense. This article is about the little boy who mowed the yard of the White House this weekend. Now, I'm going to read his letter to the White House, to the president. But the reason I wanted to talk about this, the reason it got a little rise in my blood pressure, was because of the comments on Twitter where people were saying it was a poor example set because of child labor laws and wage, low wages. How many of you as young men or even young girls took on jobs when you were young like this? Mowing yards? Well, here's his letter to the president. Dear Mr. President, it would be my honor to mow the White House lawn some weekend for you. Even though I'm only 10, I would like to show the nation what young people like me are ready for. I admire your business background and have started my own business. I have been mowing my neighbor's lawns for some time. You know, he's 10. Please see the attached flyer. He sent his business flyer to the president. Here's a list of what I have, and you are free to pick whatever you want. Power mower, push mower, weed whacker. Listen to this kid. I can bring extra fuel for the power mower and charged batteries for the weed whacker.
I will do this at no charge. Now, and within the article, it says he normally charges $8 for a lawn. I'm pretty sure, almost positive that most of the lawns he mows are not quite as big as the White House lawn. And I don't know if they paid him or not. I hope the president slipped him a couple of bucks anyway. I think it was worth more than $8. But the remarks from others that will not give one good brownie point to anybody at the White House are absurd. My sons, I raised five sons, and you know, I've talked about them before. They mowed yards. They mowed my yard, and they did not get paid to mow my yard. But they did mow neighbors' yards. And they got paid, sometimes with money, and sometimes with a can of pop or some fresh cookies that one of the older ladies up the street had baked. And I told them, you know, it's a good thing for you to mow her yard and not get paid. There's nothing wrong with that. And they did it for years and years, and when one went on, left the house, and the younger one was there, they mowed. And then it went on until I ran out of sons. And they mowed their yards. I had one boy that took on a paper route. And he saved his money on that paper route to buy a new bicycle. He had a bicycle, but he wanted a new one. And he took on the paper route for a couple of years, until he was just too busy in school to keep it up. Teaching young people, whether it's young men or young women, to work and to do a good thing is nurturing. It's not slave labor. There's nothing wrong with a 10-year-old mowing the yard, pulling his weight or her weight around the house, doing the dishes. Mom used to have us peel the potatoes. That was one of my first jobs, peel the potatoes before supper. These things nurture them to become strong men and strong women who know how to take care of things later. They have good work ethics. They know how to work hard. They know how to go to bed at night tired. I watched my boys grow up, and it was not always a fun day. There was five of them. They were all alpha males. They still are. Had a little pecking order going on some days. We had to sift through it all. But I look at them now, and in spite of the mistakes their mom made, they became good, strong men, caring men, good husbands, and good fathers. When my first grandbaby was born, oh, I was proud of her. It was the first girl. I had all boys. I was proud of her. But what brought me to tears and emotion was as we sat there, and her daddy held her, and then each one of her uncles held her. And how they looked at this baby and how gentle they were with this baby. The same boys who would get in knockdown, drag out fights with one another or chase bullies away from other people on the playground can hold this little baby. And now they all have their own children. And be gentle and loving and kind. So they know how to work hard. They know how to take a punch as well as give a punch. But they know how to be gentle and nurture their children. My third son, he wanted to mow so bad. He just wanted to mow the yard because his two big brothers were mowing the yard. And he was still kind of small. But I let him get out there and mow, and I just had to chuckle. Because he was still pretty short. and he would hold the one bar, the handlebar, and then he'd hold the second one underneath there. He had it held with two hands to push this thing, and he'd stick his little rump out as he's pushing with all his might this push mower to mow this yard. So I had to chuckle when I watched the video of this young man, this young boy named Frank, who mowed the White House lawn, because he wasn't very big either. And he was mowing that yard. The president comes out there, and he's walking right kind of beside him and behind him and beside him. And he's, I mean, this mower, you know, they make a lot of noise. He didn't realize the president was standing there right beside him. Finally, somebody come over to the other side of him because, you know, they're filming this. And he turns around, and he gives the president a high five. Says a few things, gives him a high five, and gets back to work. And mows the White House lawn. Not slave labor. Not child labor. It's called nurturing young men to become strong men later in life. I thought it was a wonderful article. Of all the things that we read and we see and we're watching, the rioting and everything that's going on, to watch this young man mow the yard, read his letter. He's going to bring extra fuel. You don't have to worry about fueling my tank. I'll take care of that. You don't have to worry about charging batteries. I'm going to bring, you know, several battery charged up and ready to go. We'll take care of the yard. The lawn this weekend in the White House is being taken care of, Mr. President. Let me tell you, that is America. Watching these young people. He wanted, in his letter, he says, I want America, I want this nation to know what young people like me are ready for. We're ready to take on the White House lawn. We're ready to mow this nation. We're ready to manicure it, to take it. We're ready. They're getting ready. Do you have any 10-year-olds in your family that need to learn how to mow the yard? Do they need to mow the yard of a widow lady up the street for a smile? Just a smile. Maybe a can of pop or a plate of cookies. And sit down and have a conversation with her. Made me proud to read about this young man, and made me think of my five. I don't believe I was into slave labor, although you might get them to tell a different story, but I don't believe I was into slave labor. I was one of those moms that left lists, and they had to get the list done, did they? Not very often, but they had to try and get the list done before I got back home from work, whenever I did take off and go to work. CSE Talk Radio. I want to talk about the Constitutionalist a little bit when we come back, because it was Constitution Day yesterday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Mowing the yard. And we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSE Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I also wanted to add that the little boy Frank that mowed the White House lawn told the president that when he grows up, he wants to be a Navy SEAL. So to all of you Navy SEALs out there, you got one coming up. I believe this young man can do anything he puts his mind to. I want to add one more thing. My son Jason that I was telling you about that wanted so bad to mow the yard. 2 years ago, he sent me a picture of his second boy who wanted to mow the yard so bad. He loves to mow the yard just like his daddy. He sent me a picture and he looked just like his dad did pushing that lawnmower. He said, "This reminds you of anybody?" And I go, "Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does." It thrills me because this young man is excited to be a part of this nation. And right now we're seeing a lot of people who don't understand who this nation is. They're going on feelings and emotions instead of truth. Their idea of history is fogged. While, yes, we have some pretty bad stuff in our history, it brings us to where we are, and we have come a long way. Do we have more to cover? Yes, we do. But what our founding fathers accomplished and how they finally came about a constitution, and it didn't just happen. They bantered and went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And finally, Ben Franklin said, "You know, when we were at war, we prayed here every day
for God's guidance and protection. And I think we should do that now. And then he led them in a prayer. And eventually they did come up with a constitution. And I just wanted to share a little bit of this American Minute that's by Bill Federer. And it's just a compilation here of different what different presidents, different people had said at different times. When it's done, the 17th day of September, in the year of our Lord, 1787. That's the last line of the U.S. Constitution. Signer of the Constitution, James McHenry, noted in a diary, which is published in the American Historical Review, and you've heard me talk about this many times, that after Ben Franklin left the Constitutional Convention, he was asked by Mrs. Elizabeth Powell of Philadelphia, "Well, doctor, what have we got, a republic or a monarchy?" And Franklin replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." He didn't say you have a democracy. He said a republic, if you can keep it. Webster's Dictionary of 1828 defined republic as exercise of the sovereign power is lodged in representatives elected by the people. And it's got that in caps, the people. In the words, a republic is where the people are king, ruling through their representatives. The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. It doesn't say to the democracy. When someone dishonors the flag, what they're saying is they no longer want to be king. When you're standing there screaming for the government to give you this and give you that and secure you this and to secure that, you no longer want to be king. You no longer want to be sovereign. And those who are out rioting, protesting violently, the sad truth is they don't realize they are the ones in charge. They are the king. So if you're getting treated badly, which we are, all of us, the ones we need to look at to blame are the ones we elected. Congress is the swamp. And if you're electing little swamp creatures locally, you need to look at that. If things haven't been going well for a while, you need to look at who those elected officials are. And that's where you need to make the difference. And that's where the American people fail to understand they are the king. The republic is the king. We, the people, are the ones in charge. This Constitution that we celebrated a birthday for yesterday is a contract between you, the people, the king, and those elected officials. If they're not abiding by the contract, oh, and by the way, the Bill of Rights, James Madison put that in there because he didn't trust them. In fact, he didn't even think the Bill of Rights went far enough. The Constitution is not a living, breathing document. It's a contract. When you go back and look at this, Yale President Ezra Stiles, back in 1788, said, "All the forms of civil polity have been tried by mankind except one. And that seems to have been reserved in Providence to be realized in America. Most ages of all ages, I'm sorry, most states of all ages have been founded in rapacity, usurpation, and injustice. John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, stated back in September 8th of 1777, "The Americans are the first whom heaven has favored with an opportunity of deliberating upon the and choosing the forms of government under which they should live." Think about that. No other nation got to choose what kind of governing they had. All other constitutions have derived their existence from violence or accidental circumstances. Well, there might have been a little violence here, too. But that was to get away from the king. Then we had to decide what kind of a government we were going to have. James Wilson, who signed the Declaration and the Constitution, and was appointed to the Supreme Court by George Washington, remarked at Pennsylvania's ratifying convention in November 26th of 1787, "Governments, in general, have been the result of force, of fraud, and accident. After a period of 6,000 years has elapsed since the creation, the United States exhibit to the world the first instance of a nation assembling voluntarily." Now think about that. Voluntarily. And he goes on, he says, "and deciding calmly concerning that system of government under which they would wish they that they had their posterity should live, that they and their posterity should live." Think about that. We made the decision, our founding fathers. They sat there and they bickered and they argued and they came up with a constitution, a contract, where we the people are the king, the elected officials, dare we say, are the servants. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Be a proud American and know your Constitution.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abusive of power. With a membership to the Cavalry Group, membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have several articles here that are not the uppers that the little boy mowing the yard is to me. They're downers. They're evidence of a division in this nation. I believe that division is there because we no longer want to be king. We'll call each other names. We'll label each other by our gender, by our color, by where we live. And we don't seem to understand that it was so many, and they were different colors, and yes, there were women who fought in the Revolutionary War as well as men. They played a different role, but they played a role indeed. And we have forgotten where we came from. The old Greek proverb, I haven't shared that with you for a while, that society becomes great when old men plant trees whose shade they will never enjoy. Our founding fathers, many of them did not live to enjoy liberty. They didn't live to be the king of the nation that holds the blood, their blood, in the ground. In one of these articles, this is coming from MSNBC, and they were making fun of working class white voters. There was some kind of a rally or something, and they were the working class white voters, I guess. I don't know that all of them were white, but why would they make fun of working class, regardless of your color?
Now, one of these commentaries here, one of these journalists is black and one of them's white. But they're making fun of these in this rally. And they're saying nobody ever asks them the right questions. And I have to kind of chuckle at that because we see what kind of questions they ask. Journalists, talking heads on both sides, they only ask or lead with a question that they want to lead the interviewer to. That's no different than here. What I'm pointing out is that they're calling them as if this was a shame. The working class, and then they have to label them white. Does that not put all our brothers and sisters, regardless of their color, in a demeaning way? The working class Americans. We're not all white. Let me tell you that right now. The working class. The working class. Are the ones who got tired of a king telling them what to do and went to war in a revolution to become a republic, not a democracy, a republic. And free speech, you know, the right, the left, the right. I don't trust the labels. I don't trust the elected officials anymore. I don't know if I ever did, really. This is an article from the Daily Caller. And, of course, it's going back to the ESPN host and her comment, her racist comment toward President Donald Trump, saying he was a white supremacist. You know, he may be a lot of things, but that's not what he is. You may not like him, and that's okay. But you need to see it for what it really is. See it for what it really is. Because no matter what color you are, no matter where you work, whether you're in rural America or you're a factory worker in the city or a taxi driver or a nurse or an EMT or a teacher, the working class, construction worker, trying to name them all. There's no way I can name them all. But you know what I'm trying to say. Don't pay attention to these people. You know enough to form your own opinions. And you know how hard you work. And you know how much is missing out of your paycheck every week or every month. These talking heads on both sides, right and left, if they want to call it right and left, they're getting paid millions of dollars to do what they do. If they go speak, they get paid thousands of dollars. Not a little, a lot. Daniel Webster. Miracles do not cluster. That which has happened but once in 6,000 years cannot be expected to happen often. Hold on, my friends, to the constitution of your country and the government established under it. The republic, don't listen to them say democracy. Such a government, once destroyed, would have a void to be filled, perhaps for centuries, with evolution and tumult and riot and disposition. The U.S. Senator Henry Cabot Lodge stated back in 1919, the United States is the world's best hope. 1919 was the year my mother was born. Beware how you trifle with your marvelous inheritance. For if we stumble and fall, freedom and civilizations everywhere will go down in ruin. Beware how you trifle with your marvelous inheritance. What is your inheritance? here in the United States of America? Do you have a bill of feelings? Or do you stand on a bill of rights? Rights given to you not by man, not by paper, but by God. Beware how you trifle with your marvelous inheritance. For if we, the people, stumble and fall, freedom and civilization everywhere will go down in ruin. We the people, the king, we the people, king of the republic, need to stand together for all to bring America home.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.